From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Commander of Operation Inherent Resolve, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, said Wednesday the operation to retake the Syrian city Raqqa from Islamic State poses tough political and security challenges and could take longer than the ongoing assault on the Iraqi city Mosul.
It's a very complicated battle space. There are a lot of regional security concerns that are in competition there. The Syrian regime's involved. The Russians are involved. Turkey's involved. It's hard. And there's there's a civil war going on right next door. So it's going to be a tough, political environment and a security environment, I think, for our effort there.
He said Kurdish rebels, known as YPG, and elements of the Syrian Democratic Forces could eventually be part of the operation to liberate Raqqa. He said talks with Turkey are underway. Turkey opposes any Kurdish involvement. Meanwhile, at the UN Wednesday, the world body's humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, told the Security Council the eastern part of the Syrian city Aleppo has essentially become a kill zone with hundreds killed, thousands wounded in the past month.
The Aleppo offensive by Syrian and Russian military forces has been the most sustained and intensive aerial bombardment campaign witnessed since the beginning of the conflict more than half a decade ago. The results in human terms have been horrific. Aleppo has essentially become a kill zone.
Russia's ambassador expressed outrage at the remarks, pointing to Moscow's humanitarian pause and its 10-day halt of aerial operations in the city's center. In Somalia, local residents say Islamic State fighters seized the small port of Kandala in the semi-autonomous Puntland region. The IS news agency said dozens of its fighters seized the port located on the Gulf of the Coast of Aden opposite Yemen after security forces withdrew. This is VOA News.